ChatGPT used in trafficking scams, while Altman's parenting tip sparks a deeper debate. OpenAI announced this week that it shut down ChatGPT accounts tied to a Cambodia-based scam network running romance fraud, investment fraud, gambling scams, and law enforcement impersonation, and the company explicitly noted signs of human trafficking. Southeast Asia, particularly Myanmar, Cambodia, and parts of Thailand, has become the operational hub of what law enforcement calls pig butchering scams, long-con financial fraud operations that can run for months before victims realize what has happened. Many such operations rely on trafficked workers who are themselves victims. The introduction of AI-generated text into this ecosystem means fewer human operators can sustain more simultaneous relationships at a more convincing level. OpenAI's account removal is a reactive measure. The harder question is what detection systems exist upstream to identify these patterns before accounts become fully operational. OpenAI is simultaneously contending with an Apple lawsuit it is calling oddly personal, releasing private messages as part of its legal response. The decision to publish private communications is an aggressive litigation tactic, signaling confidence that those messages help the company's case, and raising the temperature between two of the world's most valuable corporations. Sam Altman generated a different kind of controversy by suggesting parents use ChatGPT to create daily podcasts for their children during school commutes. The backlash was sharper and more substantive than the typical tech executive misstep cycle. Parents articulated a specific concern that replacing the commute conversation with AI-generated content substitutes something with genuine developmental and relational value for something optimized toward information delivery. Research on parent-child conversation during routine activities points to measurable benefits in vocabulary acquisition, emotional regulation, and relationship quality, benefits that a well-produced podcast, AI or otherwise, does not replicate, because the interaction itself, not the content, is the developmental mechanism. On the competitive front, a report this week described China's AI development as creating a death zone for U.S. rivals, a term borrowed from mountaineering to describe conditions where survival beyond a certain altitude becomes untenable. A separate analysis found that Chinese open weight models are approaching frontier-level performance, but lack the safety controls implemented in leading Western models. That gap cuts two ways. Chinese models may pose greater misuse risk, but safety controls in Western systems sometimes mean capability constraints, guardrails that reduce utility in specific applications. A more capable model, even one without safety framing, can be more attractive to governments and enterprises globally. That competitive dynamic cannot be resolved simply by urging Chinese developers to add restrictions. Separately, Lockheed Martin reported that an AI agent flew 27 live intercepts on the X-62 Vista modified F-16 using real sensor data rather than simulation, a meaningful technical threshold for autonomous systems in contested airspace.